Hello and welcome. You're listening to United Nations Radio in former Yugoslavia. This is our daily news summary for today, Friday the 3rd of November 1995. I'm Henry Pierce. The situation in Bosnia-Herzegovina is reported to be calm and stable. The UN will be sending military observers to Bosnian Serb command posts, to crucial villages and towns, and other important locations throughout Bosnian Serb-held territory. They will be supervising the situation on the ground and compliance with the ceasefire agreement. The situation has changed so much for the better in the last few months that the UN officials no longer fear a repeat of the hostage-taking incident from earlier this year. Yuri Chizik, UNPROFOR's spokesman in Sarajevo, believes that since the ceasefire is holding and peace talks are underway, there will be no negative developments.
Well, we proceed from strong belief that the sides are seriously ready for the peace talk and that their intentions are serious and solid. One may not exclude a negative development. However, under these current circumstances of ceasefire holding well all over the territory, the freedom of movement improving, I would say, daily in the whole of the Bosnia-Herzegovina, we are quite hopeful that there will be no negative development.
15 UN officers will be deployed in the first stage of this operation and another 12 over the next 2 weeks. There was a meeting at the Lukovica barracks in a Serb suburb of Sarajevo today concerning the status of the American journalist David Rode. The Christian Science Monitor correspondent went missing on Sunday. Some sources have suggested that he may be in Bosnian Serb territory. Today's meeting with the Bosnian Serb authorities was attended by UNMOS and representatives of the UN's Political and Humanitarian Affairs Office Inspector Sarajevo. The UN was not able to receive any confirmation about his whereabouts or about his status. UNPROFOR is exploring every avenue to obtain the required information. Bosnian Croat authorities in the divided city of Mostar have replied to accusations from the EU administration of the city that they have lacked a willingness to implement the Memorandum of Understanding that is the basis of the EU's two-year mandate in the city. The Bosnian Croats have expressed their full support for their leadership, describing the EU administrator Hans Košnik's comments as impermissible. They say that Mr. Košnik forgets Article 2 of the memorandum, which states that the sides can take their time over the establishment of Mostar's status. The EU has until July 1996 to complete its mission. In Croatia, the situation is also reported as stable, but said to ease the remaining Serb-occupied part of the country has been very tense since the Croatian army retook the Krajina region last summer. There has been no serious fighting there in the region recently. The UN spokesman for Sector East, Douglas Kaufman, says that except for some minor incidents, there was no military activity this week. However, according to Mr. Kaufman, Serb forces in the sector are on a state of alert.
The military situation the last couple of days has been really just small arms fire at most, nothing really severe. The state of alert is still present. There is still a curfew from 9 o'clock at night until 5 o'clock in the morning. And both men of military age you see walking around in the community are dressed in, you know, their army uniforms carrying weapons.
Mr. Kaufman says that the UN expects negotiations at the local level in Sector East to be continued soon following discussions at the proximity peace talks in Ohio. The UN spokesman added that he also expects ICSI chairman Torvald Stoltenberg and the American ambassador in Croatia, Peter Galbraith, to come to the sector very soon.
He expects them to resume quite soon. Mr. Stoltenberg has remained in the region, and Mr. Galbraith, the American ambassador, is supposedly coming back in negotiations we expect to start quite soon here.
The proximity peace talks at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio are continuing. Discussions are underway about a general framework for an agreement. Points being discussed include a proposal for elections, constitutional issues, and the separation of forces. Yuri Chizik, UNPROFOR spokesman in Sarajevo, says they are hopeful that the talks will bring positive results.
Well, we are hearing media reports and comments from the government that the document which was put on the table made on the negotiations. Since many of the issues on the table are quite controversial, or controversially regarded by the parties to the talks. However, it is very difficult for us to comment on this. They are not the part of the negotiating team in Dayton. However, we are very hopeful and we share all the aspirations of the people here in this war-torn country for successful conclusion of the talks.
And that's how it was. Today, Friday the 3rd of November 1995. From United Nations Radio in former Yugoslavia, I'm Henry Gears.